What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we're going to take a phone call now. Errol in the Netherlands, aloha. Welcome back to the show. What is on your mind today?
On my mind is the deep water horizon.
And really?
Also, yes. And also, some people, I listen to your show almost every day, and I heard some people saying there are 600 years of oil that are in America and we can get it. Well, I have a question for them. Why are we encapsulating, first of all, China, Russia, India, and all those other countries? Not for that. I don't know if you know Michael Rupert, or Mike
yes,
Rupert,
yes.
From Peak Oil, exactly, yes. And he said, this and that, there's a documentary also over that. And the interesting part is, of that, is Deepwater Horizon. Why did they mess up that? And why did they put that, how do you call it, syringe, where they said, said that there was oil. So there was a, what he said about that Lindsay guy, is just a preacher. It's just a preacher.
Yes.
I saw that video clip, and I was like, okay, it's just a preacher, you know? When we look now in the world, what's happening, and in the Middle East, and in America, because I know America, I know the West, we are all searching for renewables. We are all searching for gas or oil, because oil, and you said it also in this week, when you cannot put in that, or when you can put in that many energy and you cannot put it out, it's over. And that's the real fact. And people need to understand that. When you cannot put in something and you can put out, like I put in 50 and I get out 20, it's over.
Yes.
And that's the real fact. And people don't understand that. But some people have called in your show. And I find that really, very, very interesting. Exactly at the same moment, there were like two, three people talking about 1976.
Very often when we talk about a topic on the show, listeners who have some experience will then be motivated to call on in. So I'm not seeing anything unusual about that. Now, let me back on up and address some of the issues that you're talking about. First of all, I have not been able to confirm that there is a gigantic oil reserve underneath Gull Island. We do know there's a lot of oil in Alaska. We do know that there are a lot of drilling and pumping operations along that north coastal area, especially if you watch the show Ice Road Truckers. Now, the Deepwater Horizon, what that was all about is the government authorized this very risky program of drilling really deep into these formations where they knew there was oil, but under extremely high pressure, which made it dangerous to harvest. But the reason they did that, is they knew that a coming war in the Middle East would disrupt the oil flow to the rest of the world. And the United States wanted to be positioned to be able to sell oil and gas to the rest of the world to make up for that shortfall, which would have brought a lot of money to the U.S. The problem is, like so many other things, the government wasn't really keeping watch on what was going on. Most oil-producing nations on Earth require what are called automatic or acoustic blowout preventers on the wellhead. Mm-hmm. Now, what a blowout is when you're down there drilling and you're pumping up the oil, every once in a while you will get a bubble of methane. And because the bubble of methane is so much lighter than the oil, it'll come up the pipe at tremendous velocity, and the oil following it is also traveling equally fast. And there's enough velocity there and enough mass to do some serious damage, even to those very heavy metal components. So that's what a blowout preventer is supposed to do. Now, the United States, let me finish. The United States, the United States does not require automatic blowout preventers. They allow the oil companies to use manual blowout preventers, which means somebody's got to be paying attention with their hand on that switch. And that is simply because an automatic blowout preventer is $500,000. And if you take account of all the oil platforms that are out there in the Gulf of Mexico, that's a huge chunk of change that the oil corporations didn't want to have to spend. Then we had the Minerals Management Service, which is supposed to keep an eye on all drilling and mining operations in the United States, and they were basically asleep at the switch, the same way the SEC was when Bernie Madoff was doing what he was doing. And the manual blowout preventer on the Deepwater Horizon was 4 years overdue for mandatory maintenance. And, of course, down there in that salt water, corrosion, hostile environment, when the blowout actually happened, it simply shattered. And that was what led to that disaster. That's the story of the Deepwater Horizon. We've got to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our show.
Am I still on?
You're still on the air.
Okay. Why are they doing the tar sands? Do you know the tar sands in Canada?
Yes.
Why are they doing that?
Well, the same reason they're...
That's more water to clean the oil. They use more water to clean the oil. And if you see how massive that operation is, why don't they just go down from what that guy says, that Lindsay guy, from, okay, we got 600 years of oil. Why the tar sands? Why? It's also I call it BS.
Well, that,
I call it BS. It's a religion.
I cannot confirm that there is a large, gigantic oil deposit under Gull Island. I was looking all last night outside of this Lindsay individual. I can't find any confirmation for it at all. So, but. Again, the reason they're doing tar sands and fracking, they're not just looking for oil. They're looking for oil that they can reach and harvest easily and cheaply. It all goes back to that unit cost of extraction. And the deeper you drill for conventional oil wells, the more expensive it gets. And so now they're looking for alternative technologies that allow them to grab oil that is much closer to the surface of the earth. And that's where this whole tar sands and fracking came from. And unfortunately, neither of these technologies are really penciling out. And they are proving to have very harmful side effects to the environment, such as increased earthquakes, the seepage of these dangerous chemicals back up to the surface.
Yes. We even have got it here in the Netherlands. Yes. Buildings are breaking down, buildings are breaking down here in the Netherlands. We are doing here fracking in the Netherlands. It's unbelievable when you see what happens to houses. They've got cracks in it, the soil is going down and everything. Well, I want to say to you one thing. We have already, and we know the technology, we have already technology. And it is unlimited energy technology, but they don't want it for the people, because when the people know how they get the technology, then it's game over for them. And that is the trick. They want control. It's all about control.
Well, it's all about profit. It's all about profitability.
Exactly.
Okay.
Profitability, yes.
Errol, my turn.
Okay.
The The oil corporations have invested a huge amount of money in the oil infrastructure, the wells, the pipelines, the refineries. They don't want to just shut it all down and turn it off. They want to keep it running to keep making money off of the existing infrastructure. When they finally reach a point where they literally cannot find the raw petroleum to feed into that infrastructure, at that point, these alternative technologies will be made available for a small fee, and we will move our technological society forward. But they're not going to give up the oil economy until the oil really does run out.
Exactly. Thank you for my call, Mike.
All right, thank you. We're going to let you go here. Getting on back to the news here, John McCain is out there flapping his gums about Russia, Russia, Russia. The Russia threat is dead serious. And so he was out there writing this editorial over at USA Today. And again, repeating the same lies about how Russia invaded Georgia in 2008, invaded Ukraine in 2014, Russia attacked America's 2016 election, attempted to interfere in France's 2017 election. And all of those have already been refuted, but he's still out there lying, 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 lying. And he's trying to lay Montenegro, where there was a coup and murder plot, he's trying to lay that at Russia's feet. So, you know, John, if you really feel that way, here's your rifle. Have fun. We'll call Vladimir Putin and tell him you're on your way. But Russia is now basically acknowledging, they understand that part of the U.S. plan for global hegemonic domination the U.S. is seeking regime change in Russia. And apparently there is a report out of the Pentagon's intelligence arm, the Defense Intelligence Agency, and it portrays Russia as increasingly wary of the United States. And it tries to make it look like Russia is being unreasonable because Moscow distrusts the U.S. efforts to promote democracy around the world. Well, I'm sorry, we keep hearing that we're bringing democracy to the rest of the world. It hasn't happened. In all of the interventions since the end of World War II, we're always told we're bringing democracy to these people. And what do they get? They get the Shah of Iran, dictator. They get Pinochet, dictator. They get all of these dictators, and they may have staged elections to make it look like it's legitimate. Remember when they put in Poroshenko? And then they quickly had an election that Poroshenko won because he was basically the only one practically running at all. It's not a real democracy when they do that. But that's their excuse. The fact is, in all these U.S. interventions, none of them have brought democracy to these countries. In fact, in many cases, such as Iran in 1953 and Chile in 1973, a true functioning democracy was brought down. So that's the reality here. But they're still out here with the same propaganda and apparently still think you're dumb enough to believe it here. Now, there's an interesting analysis over here in Blacklisted News that a possible U.S. false flag in Syria may be designed to prevent Trump from meeting Vladimir Putin at the G20 by creating this hostile climate. Well, we're now at war. I'm not going to talk to you. And I certainly hope it does not work. I think Trump needs to meet Putin, and I think Putin, who is a statesman, will have an opportunity to tell Trump, your problem is not Russia, your problem is not Syria, your problem is you're being lied to by your own people, who all have huge investments in defense contractors, or they've allegiance to Israel, and maybe try and talk some common sense into him. But we already learned that many of the people in the Trump administration, they're trying to poison Trump against Putin ahead of time. They don't want them to meet. They don't want them to talk. They're apparently very scared of that. Now, as I mentioned earlier, there's one aspect coming out of the Syria war that may have caught America's defense industry by surprise. And that is that everybody is getting a chance to see how America's weapons really work in real conflict versus Russia's. Now, here in the United States, the defense contractors will set up all these demonstrations and all these tests, and very often they're rigged. They'll put homing beacons on the target or all kinds of nonsense like that. And again, I refer you back to the book and the movie, The Pentagon Wars. It's a wonderful, wonderful film, and I understand it is out there on the internet someplace, where the tests get rigged to make a weapon look like it's really wonderful when it is a piece of junk. And when you actually get into a conflict and you see how well it performs, how long it lasts before it breaks down, and like I said, one of the biggest blunders Donald Trump has made is that cruise missile attack onto that Syrian airbase where they launched 60 cruise missiles. One of them apparently barely cleared the launch tube before it went in the ocean. And of the remaining 59, most of them missed the target. And everybody on Earth who's got a checkbook out looking to buy weapons saw that. And so demand for Russian warships, other weapons, is skyrocketing right now. Because people are aware that these are weapons that may actually have to be used. They're not just going to go down the main street on a parade on holidays and say, look how butch we are. We've got this, we got a tank, and we got rockets, and it all looks very pretty. One thing about a real war is it very quickly weeds out the flakes and the frauds. Harry Truman had to do that going into World War II. That's how he became famous and popular with the American people, because he was going around to these military contractors, and he was basically kicking butt, saying, if you are not delivering, you are not getting paid. So, okay. As I mentioned before, one of the reasons Crown Prince bin Salman is starting to feel some opposition against his accession to the throne is that Saudi Arabia, and along with that, the United Arab Emirates, they're boycotting Qatar, and they're getting all close and buddy-buddy with Israel. And everybody's wondering, what the heck is going on behind the scenes? There's a lot of back-channel discussion going on. And apparently over in South Korea, their president has now reversed his policy on North Korea. He's not going to offer that handshake. So they found his leash as well. All right, I want to give you my analysis of what's going on. Right now, the U.S. government, the war hawks, are feeling cornered and desperate. They are about to lose in Syria. And if they lose in Syria, the momentum that is carrying this whole war agenda forward, the one that General Wesley Clark blew the whistle on back in, I think it was 2005, is going to be in serious trouble. If the U.S. loses in Syria, the American people are going to say, this has gone on enough. And right now, the wars are an economically losing proposition. There's no back-end profit at this point, other than for the heroin dealers. They're spending trillions of dollars on all of these conflicts and all of these countries. They're stuck in these quagmires. It has turned into a war of attrition in many of these countries, the same thing that brought the U.S. down in Vietnam. And by the way, years ago when the U.S. was starting this campaign of aggression, Putin came out and said, if the U.S. starts invading countries, we'll drag them into a war of attrition, just like Vietnam, and they will lose again. And that seems to be what's happening. So they can't quit the war policy and turn around because the economy will collapse. Everybody's been loaning them money and buying on into all of this war effort in the expectation of an eventual victory. And the spoils, which are many and varied. First and foremost, the destruction of the ruble and the yuan to allow the U.S. paper dollar to regain global hegemonic domination. That is now in doubt. And so the U.S. can't quit. They're feeling cornered and desperate. And desperate people do very desperate things, which is why I'm concerned about the immediate future. More false flags. We'll be right back. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So the question that we have to look at is, the U.S. government is cornered. They're not winning in Syria. Russia is basically holding them in check in Syria. But being held in check does not work for the U.S. government agenda. So are they going to go after Assad with a decapitation strike? Or are they going to go ahead and force a confrontation directly with Russia? And how are they going to make it look like this is all Russia's fault? Now, obviously, we're seeing John McCain is still out there pushing the line that Russia's bad, Russia's evil, Russia does terrible things, Vladimir Putin passes wind in the elevators of the Kremlin, and so forth and so on. But I imagine right now they're in a state of panic. This war, these wars, plural, have gone on far longer and cost far more than was originally planned. And we're in a wartime economy. They don't want to admit it, but that's a big reason why things are so bad in this country, because of the $500 billion a year being spent on the Defense Department. And there are other costs associated with the military that get hidden in other parts of the budget. But the money is running out. People are out of work. And yes, they can go on printing more money over at the Federal Reserve, and that's going to crash the dollar internationally because the U.S. is no longer able to force other countries to use the dollar. More and more countries are turning away. So they may feel that something dramatic is needed to get out of that corner and regain the initiative, which they clearly have lost. More about that later. In regards to another story. All right, let's talk about the economic news here. As you know, Trump won the presidency based in part on his pledge to make America great again and bring back the manufacturing. And now, according to CNBC, BMW, one of the largest car manufacturers in Germany, is going to go invest in Trump's America. They are going to invest $600 million right in the good old U.S. of A., create 1,000 jobs, and make the cars right here. And BMW makes very, very good cars. Now, we can all celebrate and applaud, but again, 1,000 jobs, it's a good start. But we have 100 million Americans unable to find a job right now. We really do. All right. Going to go back and take a phone call. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I wanted to raise a question here and kind of preface it by saying that there's one thing that I've utterly learned over the last year is that the intelligence community is off on its own and the defense community. I mean, remember when Obama had an agreement with Putin and the Air Force bombed Syrian troops back in September and scotched, you know, the ceasefire, and the leaks from every segment of the intelligence community. Mm-hmm. And I watched and I read the Seymour Hersh article off your site yesterday, and where he's saying that basically Trump did it over and above the advice of the intelligence community, this latest bombing about the gas and all that. I'm wondering when did the intelligence community ever, other than mounting false flags and to make it look like we needed to attack, when did they ever recommend not attacking? And we know in the past that they came out and said, should we miss brief Trump? You know, and why should we believe what the Seymour Hersh story? I'm not saying that Trump may be as culpable as Hersh says, but why would we? Isn't it a departure for the intelligence community and defense community to come out and say that they recommended against doing anything in Syria?
Certainly the Defense Department is always in favor of another war because war means more money, it means more rapid promotion and advancement, more toys to play with. I think there have been recent exceptions to that. Mattis is saying we shouldn't go into North Korea, and that seems like a much more honest and objective assessment of what's going on over there. Peter, can you stay on the line? Because I want to come back and talk to this issue. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Center. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Peter in Los Angeles. And adversity between the intelligence agencies and the military and the president is nothing new. Certainly that was the case with President John F. Kennedy. And even before the assassination, defense chiefs who were there trying to escalate the war in Vietnam were feeding McNamara false information so that McNamara in turn would feed that information to the president and basically an attempt to maneuver him. Very often the military will try and change policy. We all know that Khrushchev and Kennedy were working to sort of defuse the Cold War tensions. But, of course, the Pentagon loved the Cold War. The defense industries loved the Cold War. And it all sort of fell apart when Francis Gary Powers' U-2 was shot down over Russia, which had the Russian hardliners saying, see, you can't trust the U.S., you can't trust the U.S. And there were rumors, not able to confirm, that somebody had actually sabotaged Francis Gary Powers' U-2 so that it would have to come down to a lower altitude where the Russian missiles could, in fact, take it down. And it was a big, ugly stink. Even all the way back at the first days of the CIA, politicians like Harry Truman admitted it had this danger to just go rogue and go out of control, but there it was considered a necessary evil. Today, I think it is simply evil.
Well, Mike, for the sake of argument, let's say, I mean, by the way, it's pretty clear that that last sarin attack or whatever it was not what it was said to be, and it looks like, you know, we ginned that up as well. And now they're saying...
No,
that,
actually, I think they took advantage of just something that happened, because apparently there was a weapon depot in Idlib that was bombed by the Syrian forces, and it caused some collateral damage. And somebody said, well, we can claim it's another gas attack, and they just sort of moved on it.
In any event, it was mischaracterized by the media,
yes,
and by the intelligence,
absolutely,
community as well. But let's say,
well,
for instance...
Not by the intelligence community. The media certainly did. But we've got all these people within the military intelligence community saying, no, we knew at the time there was no evidence of sarin.
I'm not sure where we separate the media from the intelligence community, Mike. But let's say, for the sake of argument, that the Hirsch story was correct. That, well, let me just make my opinion here. If we know that they're trying to undercut Trump at every turn.
Yes.
And so if they come out and delegitimize what he did last time, and say, well, we came out and we let everybody know that we were against it. The next time, when they really need to have that, and Trump goes ahead and attacks or whatever, they can come out and say, well, we really need it this time. Or, you know, it's just, the bottom line is you can't trust a freaking thing that these guys say.
And you're absolutely right. You're not going to get an argument from me on that. That's the reason I'm doing what I'm doing here, is because everything coming out of the government and the intelligence agency and the corporate media is a lie. The real danger is, are they lying to the president? And that seems to be an aspect that Hirsch didn't really give consideration to when he wrote his article.
Yeah, he could be getting used just like the rest of us, you know. We just don't know, and that's the problem. It is a completely evil agency, as you said, the whole community. And if we can't have trust from what the president says and trust from how he's being advised for the people's good, then these things need to be abolished, really.
I agree. So, I agree.
Doesn't it strike you funny, Mike, that they would, when have they ever backed up Trump? That's, they're consistent, and even this story, and not backing Trump up. But also, what's inconsistent is they're always in favor of strikes or interventions or what have you. Just about,
well,
always, in my lifetime.
Yeah, but it's tempered by the reality that the American people need to believe that this is the right thing to do. The Defense Department, the Pentagon, can't just go off and start dropping bombs on people in other countries without the American people saying, wait a minute, what's going on here? And so anybody who is planning these military operations, they're having to say, we have to come up with something where the American people think this is right and just to do. The Iraqis are stealing incubators from Kuwait and leaving the babies on the floor. Saddam has weapons of mass destruction, so forth and so on. The lie this time was that Assad had carried out a gas attack in Idlib, and that was definitely hoisting with their petard, because the story just didn't make sense from the very, very beginning. There was no reason for Assad to do something that stupid, and there certainly isn't a reason for him to do it now.
Yeah, Mike, what we need to do is completely disengage.
I'm looking at Fox News, and the lower banner is saying military option for North Korea being prepared for Trump.
That's right.
Boy, I'm sure glad I'm too old to be drafted.
Yeah, me too. just wanted to raise that point, Mike, that, you know, let me go read that Fox stuff and listen to you at the same time.
Thank you very much for the phone call. And I think it's important to remember, we're not dealing with a monolithic governmental structure. We're dealing with all these little tiny factions fighting each other. In fact, I'd have to characterize the entire U.S. government right now as severely factionalized and even fragmented. And it's almost on the verge of not being able to function at all. Getting on back to the world of corporate media, apparently Greta Van Susteren is now out at MSNBC after being there for just 6 months. And we're not getting the reason why she is out. They're making all the polite noises about how she's one of the few broadcasters who can say they've hosted shows on all three major cable news networks. But again, more shakeups in the corporate media there. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Tony in Puerto Rico, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Mike. How you doing? Listen, Mike, I just want to change the comment. I'm going to make a comment, change the subject a little bit. Remember that series on HBO, Boardwalk Empire?
I never really watched that.
Well, anyway, they show a part where Warren Harding had a illegitimate daughter, illegitimate child.
Yes.
Now, besides Thomas Jefferson, in your knowledge, what other presidents ever had illegitimate children?
Well, Bill Clinton had at least one, little Danny. It's not exactly something I've kept a list of, to be very honest, because I don't believe in embarrassing and humiliating the children. You know, my attitude is very much hands-off. It's not their fault, you know, what happened. So I tend not to make a big issue about that. Now that Chelsea Clinton, of course, is becoming a public figure herself, and certainly during the campaign, it was fodder, and a lot of people did talk about how Danny was sort of technically her half-brother. And meanwhile, of course, the fact that Chelsea Clinton appears to have been the daughter of Webster Hubble. And if you read some of the stories about what was going on back in the Arkansas days, it was a wild town. And apparently the Rose Law Firm actually had their own little mountain cabin so that people could sort of get away and have moments of privacy and do things that are best not done in the eyes of the public.
Yeah, but what about LBJ?
No idea.
No idea. Okay. All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Yeah, it's not exactly something I spend a lot of time on here. Now, we're getting on back to the economic news. And at this point, it looks like Illinois is about to default on their mountain of debt. People are asking, will they ever be able to pay their debts? Will they even be able to pay simply the overdue bills? And they're asking, is it possible for a state to go bankrupt? And yes, it is. Several states declared bankruptcy during the Depression of the 1930s. But it's definitely a train wreck, and they are not the only ones. Over in Detroit, they're in serious problems, and a big part of it has to do with the loss of the auto industry. But they have another problem, and that is that decades of systemic political corruption have caught up with them. Because corruption obviously has a cash cost that goes along with it. We're going to go back to the phones here. Mike in Alaska, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I want to talk about that fire in London.
Yeah.
That block tower.
The Grenfell Tower.
I've been meaning to call in about it. Something struck me with that was, it is a tragedy, but it happened about the same time they had that gas incident in New York. I don't know. That it kind of got dwarfed by the London news, but there was some sort of a leak, and a bunch of people got hurt pretty bad by some carbon monoxide or whatever. And the commonality between the two incidences, when I looked at the different articles, was there's a lot of these housing blocks and areas in large cities. We could be talking about L.A., New York,
yes,
London, whatever, where the people inside the towers, now, of course, it's a tragedy, and we don't want anyone to die, but they cannot communicate their needs to the local community because it's such a literally a tower of Babel. That's what I know. You're not a biblical guy, but that's what it looked like to me. As I read these articles, it kept talking about people inside the buildings who either couldn't speak English or who the people that were in charge of maintaining these buildings and checking on them didn't want to go into the building for whatever reason. Perhaps it was not safe to go in.
It's just they didn't want to spend the money. I mean, the language barrier was certainly a contributing factor, but that polystyrene cladding, which was highly flammable and puts out toxic smoke, that was a big part of the problem. There was only one stairwell in the entire building and no sprinkler system. It is a classic cascade of minor events that lead to disaster.
Right, but what I'm thinking, and I'd like your thoughts on it, is when you have, now I'm not saying this is always the case, but in places like, for example, in Sweden, when you get into some areas where, let's say, it's no-go for the fire department or no-go for a city contractor who installs sprinklers, and then they don't close the buildings down, they just say, okay, here's the building, put all these people in there, you're literally setting them up for a third world style disaster because you're not doing the maintenance, you're not doing the inspections. That's what struck me about these two incidences is that it seemed as if everyone forgot about it completely.
Well, we're seeing the deterioration of our infrastructure in general because of the cost of the war. And certainly at the Grenfell Tower, they did not have the issue of a no-go zone. The people who were living there were immigrants and refugees, but it wasn't in particular an area where there was a great deal of violence. So that really isn't a factor there. And I don't think there's a link between the Grenfell Tower and what happened with the carbon monoxide in New York. They're just two incidents. It's a large planet, and things tend to happen all over. The real scandal here, of course, is that now they're starting to inspect those other towers, and they're finding, so many of them have this same very, very dangerous polystyrene cladding, and they're all going to have the cladding stripped off and replaced with something that's actually approved and safe and legal to use there. Now, when the Grenfell Tower first happened, they tried to sort of explain it away by saying, well, this kind of cladding is legal in Great Britain. It's actually banned in a lot of other countries, including here in the U.S. Then it turned out that there's a qualifier on the British law. It's okay to use that cladding on buildings that are only one or two stories tall. It is banned for tall buildings, which is where it was used. And somebody somewhere made the decision to use this less expensive but illegal cladding on these buildings, and that's the person who really is going to get the blame for this.
Mike, as far as the war stuff with North Korea and Syria, I think that maybe I'm just an optimist, but I do think that we're at an end of an era as far as this some of the interventions. I think that the people are waking up as far as information, internet, and what they can read about these things. The rate at which the false information can be dispelled is so quick now. But also with this last election, enough people realize that the war is really at home, and we have a lot of issues here. So how many people want to be drafted when they see the infrastructure at home and the illegal issues and all the other stuff going on here? People want to take.
Well, they're not going to want to be drafted anyway. I remember all the protests about that in Vietnam. And I think the only reason they have not activated the draft now is they understand it will provoke massive opposition from the American people. Now, our government, the U.S. government, it's not my government anymore, the U.S. government may just decide they're just going to go ahead with the wars anyway and not really give a care about the public response here. But again, if your civil population does not believe in the moral rightness and the necessity of the war, they're not going to want to bear the burdens that war brings, even to the victorious side, and certainly not to the losing side as well. So this is a bad recipe moving forward on these wars.
There's enough people that are in my age group that see how people who went to Iraq and Afghanistan were treated, which is worse than illegal immigrants, or I guess you could say how the illegal immigrants were treated better than them. So, you know, if I was being forced in and I was at the recruiting station, or I was being put on a bus and I was just talking like this, yeah, they probably smack me a few times to get me to stop. But it's like a little satellite going around the earth. If you keep pointing out these inconvenient truths, the real ones, not the Al Gore ones, and just say, you know, why am I going to do, you know, why? And, you know, point out, so will I be treated like this when I get back? And, you know, what will the town look like when I get back? They can't.
Well,
that's too much.
Again, you know, I don't want to disrespect the people in uniform here. And by the way, one final thought. I'm going to have to let you go. We're at a commercial break here. A military draft is actually unconstitutional because of the 13th Amendment. Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except for punishment as a crime, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. A draft is actually unconstitutional. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Nutramedicals Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York. York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're still talking about the economic news. And according to this article that's over in Investment Watch blog, Medicaid is going to get $71 billion more dollars in the current budget, but CNN calls it a cut. Now, in this case, it's not CNN's fault. There's a mindset in government that every year there'll be a budget increase. And if you get an increase and it's less than you expect, it's seen as a cut. And it's kind of a deceptive way of looking at it, but that's basically the way it works. Now, as you know, the health care debate is still going on, and it's looking less and less like there will be a vote tomorrow. But apparently, Democrat Maxine Waters, who seems to have had her reality license expire a long time ago, was out there screaming about how if they take away Obamacare and replace it with Trump care, it's going to be a disaster for everyone. She actually claims $700 billion with a B Americans were at risk of losing health care. 700 billion Americans. The actual population of the United States is roughly 300 million. And 700 billion is several times more than the population of the entire planet. Something like 100 times. Apparently, things are getting very tense in Argentina. Anti-government protesters down there. Police are clashing with them, using rubber bullets, tear gas, water cannons. Over in Venezuela, where they're still going through their upset, they've adopted a symbol, if you will, of the Maidan in Ukraine. They're starting to make these little shields that are very brightly painted, very colorful, and they became an icon of the Ukrainian coup d'etat on TV, and apparently the Venezuelan protesters have started to emulate that as well. And again, in the case of Venezuela and maybe Argentina, we may be seeing the tail end of the usual U.S. program of destabilize, cause civil unrest, bring the government down, and put in a new puppet ruler. And we know that certainly in the case of South American countries, the U.S. has been messing about down in South America for decade after decade after decade. And that's the reason they hate the Norteamericanos, not because of our freedoms here. Apparently, as they continue to talk about Brexit, whether it'll be hard, whether it'll be soft, Brussels just displayed an incredible degree of arrogance. They're claiming they want to have an indefinite right to fine Britain after the Brexit. And obviously the idea is that with Britain leaving the EU, their budgets are going to be very tight. And they want Britain to pay for the EU even though it's no longer a member. We got to take a break for station identification. We will be right back.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.